This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
Making your Monday more bearable with Big Bear Mark and Luke the Wonder Cub. Brekkie Bears, Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Melbourne. It's 6:30 on a Monday morning. That means it's Brekkie Bears time.
Woohoo!
Oh, making your Mondays a little bit more bearable, hopefully.
Hopefully.
I don't want to get anyone's hopes up.
Well, we don't want to make it less bearable as well.
Well, no, that would be horrible.
Oh, these guys again.
No.
They're awful.
Exactly. Yeah. How you going, Luke?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Busy weekend. I had a busy weekend.
That's nice. I didn't, so.
Yeah, but I don't feel like I've had a weekend. That's the point. Now I've got to go back to work.
They need a weekend from
the
weekend. I need
a weekend from the weekend. Yeah.
It's that time of year, though, when everything just kind of happens at once, I feel like. People want to catch up because they go, oh, it's that time of year. We should really see, you know, see Luke and have dinner. And everyone talks about their friends more and thinks about having dinners and social events and
catching
stuff.
Up yeah. and all that sort of
and
stuff.
It's too hard. Just stop, everyone. Like, do you know what I mean?
Get off the Christmas train.
Where were you the rest of the year?
Yeah.
You know?
Come and see me in August.
August is like a nothing month. That's the most nothing month you could possibly say.
August?
Yeah, what happens in August?
You think August is a nothing month?
Well, what happens in August? Give me one event that happens in August.
I don't know.
You can't do it.
I can't think of any.
Because nothing happens in August. It's a nothing month.
It's a nothing month.
Now, we have a pretty jam-packed show today. We have a competition for you later. But also, Mark, some special guests are joining us later in the show as well.
They are. I actually had the pleasure of going to see play last week, and I thought it was so fantastic. I had to have the guys in. I had to have them in, literally. It's a play that's got down at... I'm forgetting where it is. It's down at Theatre Works at St Kilda at the moment. It's called Richacar. And I'm going to tell you now, it's nothing like you've ever seen before. It is really unique. The guys are going to come in after 8 o'clock and we're going to have a live performance as well, which
live
is fantastic.
Live performance? That's awesome.
Yeah.
Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9. The day the teddy
bears have their pee. 20 minutes to 7 here on the Brekkie Bears. I just watched you get very intimate with your microphone.
Well, it sort of came at me. It felt
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, the cord was under it and it sort of fell towards me. It was
it's attracted to you like some sort of stalker.
It's like a turkey slapped me.
Now, how was your weekend? You said it was a busy weekend for you.
Oh, such a busy weekend.
Give me a rundown. We don't have all day, but give me a rundown.
On Thursday night, I did go and attend the launch of Midsummer.
Midsummer's back
the
again.
The Midsummer event, yes. Yeah. So they launched on Friday. It looks like it's going to be a very exciting year for Midsummer.
Yep.
But I had to say, no. Look, I don't know if I want to say this, but I was bored.
Stuffless.
At the launch.
Well,
guys, you know, I mean, Midsummer, I love you. I love you dearly.
Yeah, Midsummer's great.
But when you put on an event, make it interesting.
Or engaging.
Engaging.
You know?
I'm sorry, but that was not engaging.
Oh.
I love Midsummer dearly, and I love the people who run it, and I shouldn't be bitching and moaning because they did put on free wine.
It's constructive,
food.
Though, you know? Like, you can't, if you're going to do a launch, it should be fast-paced and engaging and entertaining and... Yeah, it should be like bang.
I mean, they should have taken... They kept saying that, you know, people were talking in the background when people were on stage. And I know that's a little rude, but it's because they weren't engaged.
Yeah, it's a catch-22, isn't it? Because you don't want to just talk, so listen to you, but then they talk because you're boring, so...
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Midsummer, but...
It's okay.
You know, I feel really bad now, but I had to say it. It was out there. It's out there now.
It's out there.
It's in the universe.
It's constructive criticism for next year's
next
launch.
Next year, yeah. You need something a bit more exciting than what
more
you put
exciting.
On.
The host needs to move it along quickly and keep it pumping and
have some acts with some flair.
Yeah.
Some gusto.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's exactly all I'm going to have to say about
okay.
that.
Okay, what else did you do apart from that?
Well, then on Saturday night, I went and saw a little thing called the Brandenburg Orchestra, who had their Christmas show.
Right.
And that was really good. And then on yesterday, I made a cake. And I made,
of course you did.
I made my famous carrot cake with my carrots and bunnies on it.
Is it famous?
Yeah, oh yeah, my carrot cake's famous.
I don't think I've tried your carrot cake before.
Oh, you need
feeling
to
try it. Feeling a bit upset
you,
now.
Oh, you need to try it.
Okay.
Because it's amazing. And went and had my work Christmas party, the big one. So it's like, I don't know about you, but we have a big Christmas party for everyone. And I work for a volunteer organisation, so we get all the volunteers along and stuff. But I'm also having later in the week the staff Christmas party.
Yes.
Because we've only got small staff. There's only about 10 of us.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So it was better than I thought it was going to be. It was actually quite good.
It's always nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Low expectations. Oh, that's really fun.
I had... Maybe that's the problem. Maybe I had too high expectations for Midsummer and not high enough expectations
yeah.
on my
staff
Christmas party.
You should have like, shared the expectations around a little bit more.
Exactly.
It's more even then.
Exactly.
Maybe.
What about you, Luke?
My weekend was pretty boring, actually. Like, it wasn't boring, but like I worked on Saturday.
Yeah.
I did Critical Hit, you know, which was great, of course. And then went and saw my mum for dinner, which was lovely.
Yeah.
You know, I bought her a new TV for Christmas.
Oh, nice of you.
So, but she wanted it like before Christmas because she didn't want to have me installing a TV on Christmas Day. So I was like, fair enough. So.
And she's got it in time for watching the carols and all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
I think she hates the carols, but it's fine. So I set the TV up for her, got it all organised, and we had dinner and just caught up, which was nice.
That's nice.
And then, Sunday I did nothing, which was really good. Like, we just kind of sat at home and I played some video games and we watched some TV and just relaxed.
Oh, that's
really
nice chill out that weekend.
And you need that, especially this time of year when there's so many things happening. Like, my next few weekends, pretty much till the end of the year, are just stuffed. Like, I've got birthdays. You know, my partner's nephew's 18th is this weekend. I've got 3 or 4 Christmas parties that I'm going to in the next 2 weeks from different things.
I mean, I've got one on Thursday, then one on Friday night this week. Yeah.
Yep. So I've got, Wednesday this week, I've got Friday, and then a couple of times after that as well. So it's just ridiculous. And then Christmas happens, and then it's New Year's, and then it's midsummer, and it's like, it just doesn't stop.
It's crazy for the next couple of months.
It's upsetting. But it's all fun.
It's all fun. It's all good.
Yes. And we're going to talk more about Christmas parties later in the show as well, because they can have some certain things happen that are a bit interesting. So.
Exactly. And we're going to talk about... things that happen in your childhood that may get tarnished later in life.
Yes. Childhood memories are ruined. Almost time for the news with the returning Anthony Bendel, which is very exciting.
Yes, he's back. Yay.
He's back, baby. He's back.
And then after the news, we're going to be talking about this time of year. It's Christmas.
It is.
As if you didn't know.
Thanks for the heads up.
As if you didn't know, it is Christmas. That. Yeah, thanks. It's all right.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking about Christmas parties. And specifically work Christmas parties.
Well, because the ones with your friends are usually, a bit fun because you plan them. And
yeah. Because I had one on the weekend and it was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've got another one coming up this week, which is just for the staff.
Yes.
So we'll talk about the impacts and the where's and why's of Christmas parties.
That's very exciting. Mm. Very exciting indeed. I'd be excited as well, Mark.
Oh, why?
Well, because I only have, after I think like 10 sessions so far,
yes.
I only have one session left on my sleeve of my tattoo.
Of your tattoo. This has been an epic production, people. Just to so you know, it's been going for... How long have you been doing this for?
Well, my first session was September 2014. So I haven't done it consistently. I went to Japan. I saved up for that. So I had a bit of a break, I had a few months where I didn't have a session. But it's been over a year.
I can't believe it's been going that long.
Yeah. But September 2014.
It is looking amazing, I have to say.
Thank you.
For people who don't know, it's got like a movie film going through it, and it's got all sort of radio and TV, or not TV, probably more film.
Yeah, it's like a tribute to old school film and film noir and that sort of thing.
You've got a Hollywood star and a clapperboard and a radio mic and a typewriter and
camera, everything.
Camera, a whole lots of things.
Everything.
Yeah, it looks really good.
And I'm just excited because finally, after all this time and effort and money, it's almost
done.
So that's really awesome. So I just can't wait.
It's been a while.
It's been a long time. I'll post the completed one on social media once it's done, so you can all see it.
When are you getting the last one done?
2 weeks.
In 2 weeks?
I know.
Oh, wow.
I know, right? It's so exciting.
Indeed. We're going to talk about Christmas parties. Now, we've already had a message in. Amy's right off the bat this morning. She says, I love my Christmas party, especially my workplace one. They put on an excellent party and costume themes every year.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
That's very nice.
Everybody gets dressed up and it's amazing, although everybody does drink a little bit. And 1 year, she may have had some problems. I don't want to say what it was.
Yeah, but I mean, this is the thing, right? With Christmas parties, they're all good in theory.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds great. Costumes and parties and open bar and food, and that's all really good, but there's things that happen at Christmas parties that make going to work afterwards completely awkward.
Can be difficult. Like, Amy had a problem.
Yeah, and look, I think the thing is, you know, I know for my work, for example, right?
Yeah.
We actually have two Christmas parties. We have one for just our team, like just our sort of group. And then we have a bigger one that's company-wide.
Yeah.
So the team one's still quite big. It's like, you know, 100 people.
Wow.
And then the company-wide one is like hundreds of people.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. They put this big elaborate thing. But you know what? There's certain things that happen at work Christmas parties that I don't want to see. And every year, there's someone that makes out with someone. You know what I mean? There's some bad decision that happens in front of your eyes and you want to stop it because you know that Monday's not going to be good.
They're going to regret it. Yeah.
You know, people are going to talk about it. It's going to be, everyone's going to be gossiping about it and you see it happening and you're just like,
it's like, Luke, what are you doing? Why did you snog that person?
And it's like, I don't know.
Well, it's even worse for you because your partner works with you.
Yeah. Well, I'm a manager and where I work. And actually, a couple of years ago, so before I was seeing my current partner, I went to a Christmas party and there was a fellow bear who was in one of the phone teams on the phones.
Yeah.
I think he might have been in my team at the time. Anyway, being a manager, I try and have a certain, you know, level of respect and try and do the right thing. Because at work Christmas parties, yes, it's fun, but also you're still there with all your peers and your managers and stuff as well.
Yeah.
And I went outside and he was there with a group of people that I knew. And he just grabbed me and planted one on me like a full-on snog. And I didn't know what to do. I was a little bit drunk. I snogged him back. Before I know it, all around me, there's all these girls going, woo! And they're all like cheering and squealing in a nice way. They're all like, woo, you know? And they all thought it was hilarious because there's me, you know, straight by the rules kind of manager making out with one of the consultants. And even then I was like, oh, I should not have done that.
No.
But in that moment, in that sort of work Christmas party vibe, you just kind of do stupid things. And then the next day, you're like, oh, I'm really sorry.
Do you,
though?
Do you?
Absolutely.
I don't think I've ever done anything stupid at a work Christmas party.
Well, I didn't plan this.
No, you didn't plan it.
It wasn't me that did it.
No.
But it still happened. And, you still have to live with that.
So, I think it's all about the reasonable consumption of alcohol, people. And, you know, it may lower those inhibitions and you may get... But you've got to realise that this is a work function.
Yeah, but at the same time, there's almost like this little... lingering expectation of people where they kind of go, well, who cares? It's, you know,
it's a release for the end of the year.
Yeah, and you see, you know, the person from accounting that you normally don't deal with, and they always, you look at them and think, oh, they're a bit weird and they're a bit quiet, and all of a sudden there they are on the dance floor with their shirt off, and you're like, all right, good on them. It's a chance to kind of maybe get out there.
See, I had my, as I said, I had my work, one of my work Christmas parties on the weekend, and it was the big one for all the volunteers and all the staff. And we weren't told what to do, but obviously there was an expectation on the staff to be hosts for the volunteers.
Right, of course.
So we were very well behaved, the staff. And on Thursday night, I've got my staff Christmas party, which I really am looking forward to. I actually really look forward to the small Christmas parties where we can just go out for dinner, have a few wines, have some food, and just relax with each other and get to know each other a bit better.
Yeah.
And they're the ones I look forward to. But I'm not saying I never did anything wild on a staff outing. Maybe once I did, but that's.
I want to hear about that in a second. We're going to talk more about this, but what I want to know is what do you think about work Christmas parties? Do you enjoy them? Do you think they're terrible? Have you done things that you regret at a work Christmas party, or have you seen something that someone else has done and gone, "Whoa, they're going to regret that"?
Yeah,
I want to hear some stories, guys. SMS 0427 joy 949 or email onair@joy.org.au. 23 minutes past 7 on the Brekkie Bears, and we're talking about work Christmas parties, possibly the worst kind of Christmas party. Could be the best.
Well, could be the best, depending on your point of view. You know, I mean, we're looking at this in a very negative connotation, but it might be a very positive thing as well.
Well, yeah, that can be quite fun.
You know, people can end up getting married and having long-term relationships with these people.
What?
Well, yeah, I mean, because let's face it, I mean, look, work is one of those places where you do meet people.
Yeah.
And a lot of people meet and form relationships at work.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you've noticed this special someone and it's been, you know,
it's across the office.
Exactly. And this is a chance for you to get to know them better. And if that goes really well, maybe you get to know them very better.
But, I mean, what if it doesn't go well, though? That's my fear with those things is what if you hit on them after a couple of drinks, which gives you that sort of that fake idea of courage, and you hit on them and they say no, or you have like an awkward snog, and then the next day you're at work and you're like, oh.
Well, that's something you've got to be prepared for, isn't it? You've just got to be prepared for
risky business.
I mean, I was alluding to before it wasn't a Christmas party, but this is a long, 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 long time ago, I'll tell you now. I went to a work retreat.
Yes.
That sort of thing, and it was at a hotel, and we all had rooms, and this guy who I was friends with had a spa in his room. He was one of the lucky ones who had the spa in his room.
I bet he did.
And it was a little awkward because, you know, we went and had a spa in his room and, well, things got a little heated, right? Yeah. So, but then after that, it was okay. It was like, it wasn't like we were bonded at the hip or anything after
that's
that.
That's really exciting.
But, you know, that sort of happens occasionally.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, and yeah, so it wasn't a bad thing.
Yeah, for
that's
sure.
All I'm saying. It wasn't a bad thing.
And, you know, it is always kind of fun. It's like seeing your school teacher in the street when you're a kid. It's like seeing your boss at the Christmas party dancing and stuff, and you're like, ooh, I don't know how to feel about that.
Well, I went to the conference up in Terrigal a couple of weeks ago for the CBAA, and my current boss was there.
Yeah.
And she had a boogie afterwards, and I bet. Oh, my God, that's my boss going a bit wild.
How weird
crazy.
Is that? Yeah, like, it's pretty full on. Like, what do? You know what
but
I mean?
But it was cool. It was good to see them in a different light.
It is cool. But yeah, Christmas parties can be a bit strange, I still think. Something has happened.
Oh, look, I mean,
something awful has happened.
Yeah, something awful has happened. Basically, it's like, basically what's happened is there was a story in the paper this morning which shocked me a little bit.
Yeah. Now, remember, let's put it in context. Remember the late 90s?
Yes.
Remember television in the late 90s?
I love television in the late 90s.
Remember one of the best shows of all time.
It still is one of the best shows of all time.
It's fantastic. And we're talking about Buffy the Vampire Slayer, right?
Yes.
Now, it lasted 7 seasons. It was a huge part of me growing up. You know, I was probably like 11 or 12 when it came out, basically. And, you know, it was a big part of my high school to watch Buffy. You know, we all watched Buffy and it was a big thing. Now, I know, obviously, you're a bit older when you watched Buffy.
I was, but I loved it as well. It was one of my favourite. It is one of my favourite shows of all time.
It's a great show. But for me, it was part of my childhood. It formed a really important part of my childhood. Yeah. The moral lessons in it, all that sort of stuff, right? Now, some news today. Unfortunately, one of Buffy's main characters in the show, Xander. One of the three core characters from the start of the show all the way to the finish.
Yeah, Nicholas Brendan.
Played by Nicholas Brendan, He's gotten some trouble.
Yeah, basically he has pleaded guilty to criminal mischief after he was accused of choking his girlfriend in an upstate New York hotel room.
Yeah.
So not good. It's awful that this has happened. Look, basically, he hasn't gone to jail, though. He has basically put a $20,000 bail and he's entered rehab.
Yeah.
So basically, this has come out in the news. And, I mean, does that put a damper on Buffy, though, for you? That this has happened? That, you know, one of the stars of Buffy has...
I mean,
now,
I mean, no, because even as you still separate the actor from the character in everything, you know what I mean? And, you know, you still separate the music from the person as well in some cases too. Like, you can separate the real life of these people to the art they do.
Yeah, exactly.
So I can totally do that. However, at the same time, it's like, Xander was so sweet. Xander was like the heart of Buffy. That was like his power, basically.
They were my favourite couple. It was Xander and Anya.
Anya.
Remember Anya?
Anya.
Oh, I loved Anya, the character.
Anya was the best. And, she, you know, and Xander was just so sweet in the entire show. He was like the sweetheart that kind of was the backup and didn't have powers of his own. So his power was kind of just the friendship and the support.
I know. And he had the relationship with Willow, and then she turned all witchy and lesbian. And
yeah,
it's like, you know, which was great. I love that she did.
I've been there. Look,
turning witchy and lesbian.
Yeah, absolutely. Haven't we all?
Oh, of course.
It was when Charmed was popular. But no, it happens a lot. You know, these childhood stars that we love to watch when we're growing up, they turn out not so great. And you kind of go, oh, damn.
Exactly. I mean, Shia LaBeouf, for example. He went a bit. He's gone a bit crazy lately.
Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin went a bit. Macaulay Culkin. Oh, you know who I mean.
I like Macaulay Culkin better.
I like it better.
That's
too.
That's a great name.
The one that I really love, and I don't know why I love this, because it's really bad.
It's bad for her.
Dana Pilato, who used to be in Different Strokes, she was the sister in Different Strokes. She tried to rob a video store back in 1999.
As you do.
You know, and unfortunately,
trying to steal some VHS.
Well, I think she stole some money. But,
oh, okay, that makes sense.
And then she did die after overdosing.
Oh, Jesus.
As well. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah, look, it's
Mark.
Some of these things do not end well. I mean,
but even like Lindsay Lohan, who, you know, was a bit of a star when she was younger, and kids grew up loving her as well. And even like Mean Girls is
Mean
a fantastic
Girls,
movie.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Freaky Friday and stuff like that. And now you look at her and it's like, how many times has she been in rehab? And she's come good now.
But she's come good.
But, I mean, still, it's this idea of this sort of child star that we love, and they're sort of pure and sweet,
yeah,
innocent. And then they end up growing up and you're like, oh, crap.
Well, another one that really got me, remember the tiny little, the younger son on Family Ties, the real little guy?
Yeah, yeah.
He's grown up. Now, he's got neck tats and whole thing going on.
Oh, neck tattoo.
He was arrested in 2007 after allegedly beating up his girlfriend. And he was then arrested again for hitting a friend in the head with a broken wooden stool. So he's been arrested in
possession.
2010 for marijuana possession as well. So,
cool,
basically, yeah, that sweet little kid off of Family Ties has gone on to be quite a nasty character.
So, look, it happens a lot where, you know, this happens where your childhood gets ruined by things like this. So, let us know, has your childhood, anything in your childhood been ruined as an adult where you've looked back and gone, oh, crap, that's not what I thought, and it's different, and now I'm sad, and I'm now questioning everything that I learned as a kid.
Exactly.
Because it happens, and we joke about it and say, my childhood is ruined. But there's so many things where that happens, you know what I mean? And it could be even things like the guy in the big blue house or whatever it was.
What happened to the guy in the big blue... Oh, you mean the dog guy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What happened to him?
Well, he died from something horrible as well.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh.
But, you know, things like that where you just go, ooh, oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Now, you shattered my childhood, well, not my childhood, my adulthood, because you said the guy from Blue's Clues had died.
I thought he did.
But it's not. It's not true. It's a rumour. It was an internet rumour that happened. But he actually, because it was a rumour on the internet that he died in a car crash. Not true.
I thought he died of an overdose.
No. He is very, very, very much alive. And there's some very interesting memes on the internet.
I love that these rumours happened. And then obviously, you know, we've all just believed it. But none of us watched this show because we're not kids.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
How would we actually know? But well, I thought he was replaced, though.
He was replaced.
Else.
He did leave the show, yes.
But the rumour was that it was because he died.
Yes. But no,
oh, no,
he didn't die. He really,
oh,
really did not die.
Well, I'm surprised.
So don't be out there. If you love Blue's Clues, don't be sad because Steve did not die.
Don't worry. You were upset before what
in
I
fact,
said.
He grew up into a very handsome young man.
Oh, did he?
Well,
I bet you're a fan.
Well, yes. I was always a fan of Steve. I always watched it because of him.
Ooh, that's very weird. That is a very weird thing to say.
What?
That you watched a kids show because you thought the host was hot.
Well, I did. I thought he was hot.
That is super weird. That's like saying I watch Play School because the host is a bear or something.
Well, I
is that
actually,
a thing?
I actually know quite a few of the hosts of Play School. So,
ooh.
In fact, here's a story for you.
Oh, no.
I busted one of the hosts of Play School.
Oh, God.
When I was at acting school in my bed with one of my best friends.
No!
And I asked them to get out because I wanted to go to bed.
Well, that's fair enough.
Yes. So there's a rumour for you.
And they were like, how many fingers have I got?
But don't say that!
Who knows what they were counting? It's Play School. They count things.
No, no, don't go there.
There's a bear in there.
There's people with games. Yeah, exactly. So there's a bit of a rumour for you. Yeah. Oh, it's not a rumour because it's true.
I want to know about Play School
people. That actually really did happen.
No, Play School hosts, they don't do things like that. They just play with little toys and it's all innocent and nice.
No, they're not innocent.
Don't raise your eyebrows like that when I say play with toys. That is not nice.
Well, what toys are you talking about?
That is not nice at all. So childhoods have been shattered here in the studio this morning. Apologies if that shattered any of your childhoods as well.
Yes, it was a rather dark topic, wasn't it? Alice, lovely reception lady.
Reception lady?
What do you call the person on the front desk?
Reception lady.
Reception lady. She's a reception lady. She came in and went, ooh, that's a bit dark, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's a bit dark for Monday morning.
Death and overdoses in jail time. Oh, my.
We're going to brighten things up after 8 o'clock. We've got, well, maybe not, but we've got the cast from Richard Carr coming in, and they're going to have a chat to us, and we are going to be giving away a prize after 8 o'clock as well.
And if you listen to our show at all, you know what the prize is already, so it's very exciting.
Exactly.
You're on the Brekkie Bears on Joy. 12 minutes past 8 here on the Brekkie Bears. Luke the Wonder Cub here with Big Bear Mark. And we have some special guests in the studio at the moment, Mark.
We do. From Present Tense Theatre Company, who have got, as I said, an amazing show down at Theatre Works at St Kilda at the moment, called Richard Carr. We've got Nathan Jilks and Bryce Ives in. Now, they're the directors and they made this wonderful production. Welcome to Brekkie Bears, guys.
G'day.
How you going?
Good, good. Nice to see you in bright and early on a Monday morning.
Very early.
Because you guys are obviously doing the show late at night, and so thank you for coming in as bright and early as this is. Now, tell us a bit about the show, because, as I said, I was lucky enough to see it the other day, and I was blown away. This is quite a production. It's all music, or mainly all music. And so what's the premise behind... Now, I am saying it right, I hope. Richard Carr.
Richard Carr, that's right.
Yes.
Well, Richard Carr is a 21st century operatic event. That's what we're... It's an operatic event. It's like an opera, it's like an event. It's based on the music of J.S. Bach, and we began... I mean, we think there's a lot of artists at the moment reimagining Euripides and reimagining Shakespeare, and what would it be like to reimagine a piece of classical music into a theatre, and what would that be like? So we started off with Bach's Well-Tempered Clavier, which is a beautiful, you know, two books, 96 pieces of music for piano, for harpsichord at the time, and we've taken the ideas behind that and then turned it into this kind of cosmic, electronic, energetic opera.
Yeah, because that's what I wanted to say. If you're not into classical music, do not get turned off, especially the second half of the show, which is in Theatre Works, you know it's classical, but you wouldn't know it in another sense. Would you say that's right?
It's like electronica meets classical. And the funny thing is, audience members described the work... Someone said it was like a secular spiritual experience, and then someone else said it's like an acid trip. You know? And I mean, I think that both answers are right in a way. Like, it's an event and it's a happening. And I guess that, you know, for us, we like to create experiences that just rock for an audience. And we look at Bach and we think, you know, here's the kind of key to modern music. Here's the man who gives us the music that we listen to today. And can we create an event that just literally, you know, ruptures with energy, and this event does that in so many ways, shapes and forms. I think, you know, it's all body experience for the audience, and we love making it every night live.
Yeah, it really is an amazing spectacular to go and watch. Now, you've got the Twok twins in... No, they're not twins, are they? Sorry, the Twok.
Well, look, some people think they're brother and sister. Some they're people not. Think that they're lovers. Some people think that they just never talk to each other between gigs. But,
it's all in the mythology.
It's all in the mythology. Of
yeah, sorry, they're not twins. Sorry.
I love that you think that they
no,
are twins.
No, someone told me that they were twins, and I went, oh, yeah. And it's like, and then I read this morning that they're not, and I was like, oh, I'm disappointed.
One of those urban legends.
Well, yeah, yeah, exactly. Now, I can't remember her name. Is it Zani?
Zani.
Yeah. She is amazing. Where did you find her?
Yeah, well, we worked on a previous work with her, Shonsta Ketikum, which we've done a number of times, and we kind of wanted to kind of expand the parameters of working, because she works a lot in electric violin and loops and voice, and it's really an amazing sound. It's like a whole band in one person. And so this was the kind of perfect project, because, you know, the violin features so prominently in Bach's music, so it actually was a really natural fit for this work.
And she's got such an amazing, beautiful voice as well. Oh. Just astounding. Now, and I don't want to take away from the rest of the cast, because it is quite an ensemble piece as well. I actually was talking to people after the performance, and for a piece that's really, I thought, about death and persecution and really dark subjects, it's quite funny as well.
It's a celebration.
But I think it's the second episode where they get their gym on. Yeah. That is quite an amazingly funny piece of work.
Well, as you and I, and I'm sure most Joy listeners know, a gym is kind of a spiritual, modern spiritual place. So in Bach's day, we gathered in the church, and today we gather in the gym in St. Kilda. And there's a sort of worship that happens there, and I guess there are some rituals that take place as well. And there's an episode in book two, which is a tribute to also the Nature Theatre of Oklahoma, who brought Life and Times here to Melbourne about 18 months ago. And it's this kind of movement sequence that has to be seen. Like, we can't really describe
it. No, you can't describe what goes on. You have to go and see it. And that is a point. Now, it's on at Theatre Works at the moment, which is 14 Ackland Street in St Kilda. It's on every night till Saturday. Is that correct? So you've got till Saturday to go and see it. I would ring, book, go and see Richard Carr. Now, if you were wondering, it's spelled RICERAR. Is that right?
Look, that sounded wrong, but...
But it did. R-I-C-E-R-C-A-R. That's it.
I did it right that time.
That time. Gee, I'm not getting things right today.
I was just thinking about it, like, you know, what you could do in the morning, like, I've just had a smoothie and now two brekkie bears. I mean, this is sort of like your best morning you could have, isn't it? Like, some brekkie bears and some smoothies. And then you could go and go to an independent theatre and see something which is so strangely ambitious, and I think you're right, the ensemble in the work is let's be honest, they're bizarre. It's a bizarre combination of artists, which is again what makes it, I think, compelling as an event.
It definitely is. I can't recommend it highly enough. Now, Nate, you're going to play a piece for us?
Yes, that's right. This is from the show. It's a reimagined version of an aria from the St. Matthew Passion. It is in German. It's got all the hallmarks of young love.
Oh, lovely. All right. Well, this is Nate Giles. Take it away, Nate.
It was amazing to be that talented. I am super jealous.
At this time in the morning.
At this time in the morning as well, I know.
And look, as I was saying, it is an exciting... There is a... I want to tell people there is a bit of a surprise when you first get to the theatre. I'm not going to tell you what the surprise is, but let's say you get take...
You'll just have to go.
Nate actually comes up playing the violin, I think. Yeah, and takes you... through the streets to a secret location for the first half, and it is beautiful.
Sounds crazy.
It sounds crazy, but it works.
The more you describe it, it's like,
yeah, some man's going to come and take you somewhere secret.
That's right.
As you said, it's a bit of an acid trip. It really is.
A spiritual acid trip.
Exactly, a spiritual acid trip.
Thank
exactly.
you guys so much for joining us today. Once again, Richard Carr. It is playing till this Saturday, 8 p.m. every night. Just go to theatreworks.org.au for more information on that one.
And you can also go see the boys' website, presenttenseensemble.com. It's just .com, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. Yes. They do workshops, a few other things, so go and have a look at their website as well. Okay, we have $50 worth of pancakes to give away to our favourite pancake place, the Pancake Parlour.
Yes.
Give yourself that special treat. Enjoy delicious pancakes at the Pancake Parlour. Sweet, savoury, your choice. It's your choice.
It is.
Lovely.
So it's a $50 voucher. This one has to be given away to a Joy member who has not won a prize in the last 7 days.
That's right. Now, last week we did movie titles, so you had to replace a name with a movie title in the movie title with pancakes.
Yes.
Seemed quite popular. We did had quite a lot of entries.
Yes.
So this week we're going to do the same thing, but not with movie titles.
With what?
It's got to be a song title this week.
A song title.
So it can be The Pancake Who Loved Me. Well, that's a movie and a song title.
True. Or it could be Britney Spears, Baby One More Pancake.
That's true.
Oops, I pancaked again.
You did indeed. Oh, you're going to clean that up too.
Maple syrup everywhere.
It's a pancake disaster.
So let us know. SMS 0427 Joy 949. Email on air at joy.org.au or call the lovely Alice on the front desk 1300 Joy 949. Tell us. Put the word pancake in the place of any word in any song title you like. You'll go into the draw to win this prize.
Just like David did. Now, he quotes the magnificent Meatloaf. He actually sends apologies. You took the pancake right out of my mouth.
It's pretty good.
That's pretty damn good.
If someone did that to me, I would effing kill them.
I know, because you're very protective over your pancakes. Yes.
Not too hot, not too cold. Serving breakfast radio that's just right. Mark and Luke are the Brekkie Bears. Joy 94.9.
Quarter to nine here on the Brekkie Bears, and we're being a bit silly again this morning and trying to get some interesting titles to get you a Pancake Parlour $50 voucher.
I just came up with a good one. It was the Rihanna song. Bitch, you better have my pancake.
Bitch, better have my pancake.
Yeah, how's that?
That's pretty good. It's pretty good. How about how deep is your pancake?
That's all right.
Well, I didn't like yours much either.
No, okay. Fine.
But whatever. I was still supportive of yours.
100 Pancakes by Kylie.
I guess that's okay.
Shut Up and Pancake.
What about Kylie again? Come Into My Pancake. Is that kind of a different recipe? What? Stop it.
It's like, and then there's the Taylor Swift one, Pancake of My Woods.
What about the relevance, right? I'm Anastasia, I'm out of pancakes.
Oh,
that's pretty good. I like that.
People have to have better ones than we've got. Please, let us know.
What about Jennifer Lopez, If You Had My Pancake? Pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Thanks, man. All right. Thank you. Get your entries in.
Now, please, stop us making...
SMS 0427 Joy 949 or email on air at joy.org.au. You can also call Alice on the front desk, 1300 Joy 949. Enter the draw and you can win a $50 pancake parlour voucher. It's as easy as that.
Yeah. You can also do Lady Gaga, Pancake Face.
Or poke a pancake.
Poke a pancake.
Why would you poke a pancake, though?
Pancake
see if
face.
It's cooked properly, you'd poke it.
See, pancake face, you get the pancake makeup? No.
Pancake makeup? What is that? What are you talking about?
I'll explain it to you in the break.
Is it a theatre thing?
Yes, it's a theatre thing.
Okay, explain it to me.
It's like white powder, the white powder that goes on.
Oh, because the lights are so bright.
Yeah, but the really white, it's like when you pretend you get pancake makeup, it's like it's all over the place. Yeah,
like Pancake Don kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I get it.
Yeah.
3 minutes to nine here on the Brekkie Bears, so it's almost time for us to say goodbye.
We've got to give away those pancakes, though. And the winner is... it's David from Richmond. Congratulations, David. He said, you took the pancake right out of my mouth. We did have a couple of entries, though. We had Brad saying, ain't no pancake high enough.
That's all right.
Ain't no pancake low enough. Why would a pancake be high, though? I don't know. We also had someone who said, my pancake will go on.
On and on and on.
I thought of bridge over troubled pancakes.
What about, I knew you were a pancake when I walked in?
Well, that's true. Very true.
That's it from us today. Thanks so much again to our wonderful guests who joined us earlier. Oh,
Bryce and Nate from Present Tense. And as I said, go and see Richard Carr down at TheatreWorks. Richard Carr.
TheatreWorks.org.au. Check it out.
For tickets.
They were amazing. Thanks again, guys. Thanks, of course, Anthony, for doing the news again. It's good to have him back.
Yeah, it's good to have him back. Thank you to Alice on the front desk. Yay.
Love Alice. Love, 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 love.
Thank you, Luke.
Thank you, Mark.
What's coming up on Critical Hit this week?
Well, Critical Hit this weekend, we're actually going to be doing Console Wars 2.
Ooh.
So it's the sequel. So basically check in with all the major consoles that are out at the moment and talk about which is the one that you should be buying. Ooh. And what the next year looks like in terms of the game console world.
Just in time for Christmas.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's happening on the show, along with big reviews of Rainbow Six Siege, Xenoblade Chronicles X, and also... one more, Just Cause 3.
So okay.
Big reviews.
Big reviews. That's 3 p.m. on Saturday.
That's right.
Don't forget, 9 p.m. on Thursday is The Woods.
What's on The Woods?
We are talking about bears with disabilities.
Oh.
No, it's not. I don't think it's an awe. It's just a thing.
Oh.
It's not an awe. It's okay. A good thing. It's a good thing. We're, you know, we're talking to a guy who... he fell off a balcony and he's now in a wheelchair.
Oh.
And how life is since he's done that.
Jeez.
Yeah, not good, but good, but good not. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Glad he's alive.
But yeah.
That's good.
It's good. Of course, we'll be back next Monday morning with Brekkie Bears.
And as always, we do hope that we've helped make your Monday just a little bit more bearable.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.